This is the Kingsguard Capital Retirement Wars Podcast with strategies to fortify and protect your retirement. Here is the Kingsguard Capital J Team, Jessica and Joseph Cervinka.
Along with the Kingsguard Capital J Team, I'm Cheryl White. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Cheryl.
You know, Jessica, you talk about the importance of a plan, and I think that is even more crucial when you consider how long retirement could be. A growing number of Americans say they're looking at almost 40 years in retirement. That comes from a Corebridge financial survey. People are saying they plan to retire at 60 and they expect to live to age 100. So how do you financially prepare for maybe four decades without a paycheck?
Well, you know, living to 100, you know, you hear a lot of people say, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here at 90 or 100. And there's others like myself that believe it's a privilege to be able to live a healthy, long life. And yes, there are some individuals that are retiring sooner and others that are retiring later. But for the most part, we are living longer. And so it is important. And yes, when I sit down and when my team sits down to prepare a plan for our clients, we are looking out 30, sometimes 40 years out. And then beyond that, you're looking for legacy planning as well. There are people out there that want to actually help their kids set up a retirement plan. Why more and more individuals have less money for retirement? They're not saving as much. They might be in their 50s and they don't have enough savings for retirement. So guess what? This individual was seeking out information on annuities and said, you know what? This is a long-term protected vehicle that has guarantees. So how could that work potentially for me to safeguard my son's retirement, who is barely in his 30s or 40s? Right? So when you're thinking about that and you're thinking, well, people are living, you know, beyond their 90s, we have to plan out for 30, 40 years. And you've got a gentleman that's 35, 40 years old today. How can an annuity protect their retirement future? So let's talk a little bit about that. Whether you are in the red zone within 5 to 10 years of retirement, or if you're already retired, maybe you're 65, 70 years old and married, or maybe you're a young person, 35, 40, saying, is there an alternative way for me to assure that I'm going to have a successful retirement? Well, there's an answer to all of the above, and that is yes. Actually, an annuity can help in all those areas. So start with the example of a younger person starting with an annuity now. Most people say, why would I get an annuity? It's a slow growth, right? Annuities can grow your money, but they can also provide you a guaranteed income for life. So when you are talking about self-funding a pension, this is what I'm talking about. More and more people realize the value of a pension today, and unfortunately, it's just not around anymore.
Mm-mm.
I think that more and more employers would see that as a favorable thing, except that it's expensive to set up a pension plan. However, with the SECURES Act and with all these changes and with the issues with Social Security, the government has actually cited the possibility that maybe employers should be considering an alternative to a 401k, right? What if you had a 401k and the ability to fund an annuity that grows at a guaranteed rate over the next 10, 20, 30 years before you retire so that you can convert that into a lifetime pension? Fantastic. Long time coming is my opinion. There are countries out there like Chile that actually has their fundamental foundationary retirement starts with an annuity. Then you have government employees in the U.S. that have what's called a three-legged stool retirement system. One, they'll have a TSP, which is very similar to a 401k, right? You're contributing to it every year and growing your money. Two, you have your Social Security income, right? And then three, an annuity. And that annuity is their pension that they can count on for the rest of their life. Very powerful tool when you can have reliable, sustainable income that's not based on market returns. So Corebridge did a study in regards to the golden years and having to plan out 30 or 40 years. And bottom line, if you think about how much it's going to cost you to fund a 30-year retirement or a 40-year retirement, and you add inflation to that, then you add the extra fun stuff that you want to do in retirement, it'll blow your mind how much money you need in retirement.
Yes.
Right? So people will say, hey, $1 million, is that going to be enough? $2 million? And guess what my answer is? I don't know. It depends. It has to be looked at on an individual basis. It needs to be customized. We need to know what your retirement lifestyle costs you. What is the price tag of your retirement? And it's not just, this is how much I spend every month. No, it's, this is how much I need on my fixed expenses, my discretionary. This is what I'm going to do. Add inflation, add taxation, because that's also one of the three areas where your money is eroded over time, right? All of these things need to be implemented. But I have found that the people that have reliable income that takes care of their lifestyle do far better than those that don't, because they're not reliant on the market. When the market's doing bad, they don't worry. They don't panic. They don't have to sell out to raise money to supplement their income because they've got that covered through an annuity.
Let's talk about converting to a Roth IRA.
Hey, that's a great subject. And I think that we hear about that almost on a daily basis, questions about that. So folks, I've mentioned to you all before, anytime you are interested in getting information when it comes to tax planning, because remember, taxes, you know, if I asked you a question, you think taxes are going down in the future? I can just hear you guys laughing like, are you kidding me, Jessica? It's true. No, we all believe taxes are going up. There's a lot of reasons out there why we believe that. So for a long, long time, we've been offering tax planning and retirement classes. So if you are interested and have questions, let us help you empower yourself with knowledge and come to one of our classes. Make sure you give us a call and we'll make sure we get you into one of our tax planning. We've got Social Security planning, estate planning, all of that. So the question with Roth conversions, when do we do it? Should we do it all? One of the things I tell people in my class is understand the different things that you're doing when you're creating a Roth conversion. Number one, if you are converting, make sure you're prepared to know that you're going to pay the taxes now, right? So that means that if you have a big IRA account and you're worried, you came to my class and I explained to you, hey, December 31st of 2025, our current tax laws are going to be sunsetting, meaning they're going to change. So this change that President Trump did back in 2018, we have seven tax brackets. We've got 10%, 12% and on. Well, it used to be 10, 15 and 24 instead of 10, 12 and 22. We used to have a half of the standard deduction that we have today. 90% of Americans use the standard deduction. So more and more people are asking the question, my goodness, if I have $1 million IRA, $500,000 IRA, well, 10 years from now, when I'm supposed to be forced to take RMDs, I'm going to be paying much higher taxes than I'm paying today. Does that make sense?
Wow. And people don't even think about that until you bring it up.
Until you bring it up. But let me just say, kicking the can to the future may cause a problem for you. You might say, well, I don't want to pay taxes right now. My God, that's too much money. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot worse later. Mm-hmm. You're thinking your taxes are going down. Let me explain. If you come to my class, you'll understand why. It's an eye opener, guys. Seniors are taxed differently than everybody else. And that's the moment you start your Social Security, you're in a different level of taxation. So the moment you start your Social Security, that triggers provisional tax calculation. So now up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed, right? So this is why when I am creating an income strategy for my clients, I am looking at a withdrawal strategy. I am looking at what is the best vehicle, tool, and strategy to maximize your income without maximizing the taxes that you're going to pay, right? So our theme is annuities, right? How can annuities help this way? Well, here's one. If you're going to do a Roth conversion, you can do it in any type of product. You can have stocks, you can have REITs, you can have ETFs, you can have an annuity that's a Roth, right? You do not want to just carelessly start converting without really making sure you understand the consequences. Yes, we understand the value. If you convert now, you'll have less taxes in the future. Your money will now be in a Roth. It'll grow tax-free. When you take the money out, it will be tax-free. And when you pass it to your kids, it'll be tax-free. That is an excellent thing to have, right? However, the downside is if you're going to convert today, you're going to have to pay taxes on that money that you're converting. For some people out there, converting isn't the right thing. If you're past a certain age, converting may not help you. But for most that look into converting, it's a valuable tool. Why? Because you're going to pay the taxes at bargain prices right now. Think about it. Taxes are on sale. If we believe taxes are going up in the future, doesn't it make sense to start working away at your future tax liability now when it's the cheapest way? And can we integrate that into a plan that's going to provide you a solid retirement? And here's one, if you're using an annuity. Well, what about if we take the required minimum distribution that we expect you to have to take out now? Let's take it out now, pay the taxes now, and let's do that through a guaranteed lifetime annuity. Why is that? Well, if my RMD in the future, my required minimum distribution is going to be $30,000 a year, and I need about that anyway to supplement my income, why don't we take some of that IRA money, the smallest amount necessary out of that $1 million, to give you $30,000 a year guaranteed for the rest of your life so that you can pay your bills, and when RMD time comes, all of this money that you're taking will actually take care of the majority of the requirement already, right? So it's already covering your RMD. It's giving you lifetime income. It's giving you that pension-like protection, and it's allowing you to grow the rest of your IRA for the future so you can take it as needed without being taxed, because it is a tax-deferred product. So Roth conversions are very valuable today, because they're going to reduce your costs in the future. And it's going to allow you to grow this money without having to pay taxes. That's very, very powerful. Remember that you're going to pay taxes now. So how can we help you? Understanding how much it's going to cost you, understanding how much you can convert every year without triggering jumping into another tax bracket, or without triggering more of your Social Security being taxed, or without triggering IRMA, meaning your Part B and your Part D may skyrocket because you took a dollar over the amount to keep you within a threshold. There's a lot of sticky points. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for. So this is what we can help you with. We can walk you through the steps of a conversion. If you want growth on that money and you want that money to be protected, and maybe you're interested in an annuity, well, what about combining the Roth conversion power tool to something that's going to actually protect the money that you just pay taxes on to grow tax-free? I mean, talk about a powerful combination, folks, and you don't know about it until you've learn about it. And you're not going to learn this by yourself. Don't depend on just that. But doesn't mean that you can't take the time to learn about it so that you can find the advisor that's going to give you what you're looking for, because not everybody can.
Have questions for Jessica and Joseph? Reach out to the J team at 804-886-1196, 804-886-1196, and join the Kingsguard Capital J team each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Radio WRVA. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or for any specific security. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services are offered by Kingsguard Capital, LLC, a registered advisor firm located in Virginia and Florida.